One of our most favorite moments of the show is doing this national anthem right now, where we get to basically just drum up some love for individuals or an organization out there that really helps the world be a better place. And yesterday night, Chloe, myself, we got a chance to host the Arches, Appetite for the Arches. So this is Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Florida. I thought it was so creative. What they do is they drum up funds for all of the houses. Mm-hmm. Wow. The different houses that your family gets to stay at when your kid is going through something horrible. You get to stay at these houses.
And so I think for us this morning, there's multiple layers, right, for this national anthem. Obviously, as a whole, our friends at the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Florida. But yesterday, all these chefs that were creating the most delicious dishes from McDonald's food, and there was just various different, like I had a pizza that was basically a Big Mac, and it was really cool, as well as everyone that was out there pre the event, getting everything set up and ready, and all the people that donated the money last night that we were able to raise.
There's so many people that I think don't realize. They go, Ronald McDonald's House, oh, yeah, I hear you talk about that. Family going through a tough time, giving a place to not only live, but also eat. But how many different things that they do to generate additional money,
mm-hmm. yeah.
right? Like, on top of it, with this, with charitable work that, like, pop-up events, like, hey, this really needs to happen, and there's always something going on there.
Yeah, man. So, Appetite for the Arches. So, and big shout-out to anybody who puts together these galas, these events that you hope that turn into a success, and last night was a huge success. So to everyone involved, from the volunteers to the people who actually donated, to you this morning, the national anthem.
This time every morning, it brings us so much joy to highlight people doing the right thing. And we are so blessed and grateful for all of our veterans, especially our veterans here in Central Florida.
Yeah, we have Landy, who runs Honor Flight, on with us.
Good morning. How you all doing?
We are doing fantastic. Is it just you or your lovely wife, Kay, is with you?
It is just me today, unfortunately.
Wow, so we don't have the better half.
Mm. Oh, we
I'm
love
just
Kay.
Kidding.
Sorry, Landy.
We're just kidding. So, Landy, we appreciate you talking about the Honor Flight. In this specific conversation, we'd love to invite people to be a part of tomorrow night's Heroes Welcome.
Yeah, Honor Flight is an incredible organization that I'm really happy to be a part of that honors our veterans, specifically our World War II, Korean War, and now Vietnam veterans. And we take them from Orlando, Florida, either Sanford or the Orlando Airport, to Washington, D.C., so they can spend the day being honored and spending time in the memorials that we erected in their honor.
I had the chance to take my grandfather last honor flight up to Washington, D.C., and it was such a blessing to get the opportunity to do that. I truly, my family didn't think that he'd be able to, and so you all took such great care of him and loved on him, and just, it's so beautiful what you all do. I mean, throughout that entire day.
Oh, it was a blessing to have him join us. The most rewarding experience.
So 100%. That is covered because of Honor Flight. So a flight to and from, and to be able to see and experience all that in a setting of they are with fellow people that served and fought for this country,
yeah.
and they can have those experiences, the conversations that a lot of us wouldn't be able to relate to. You know, Obi's never been to war, but he can be there escorting,
yeah.
and everyone else has been there. They
I
have
get to
seen
do my
it.
Duty.
No, it is, and Obi, once again, we appreciate you all, but not for the volunteers and folks that kind of serve as guardians, and every veteran has a guardian. That's their escort for the day. We wouldn't be able to do this mission, that's for sure.
All right, Landy, well, let's talk about the return on Saturday, so this way everyone could be a part of that. That's going to take place, what, around 9:45 at the Sanford Airport?
Around 9:45. We anticipate landing around 10. We're trusting airlines and, of course, a number of different other things, but around 10. We would love to have you come join us. Probably a very large group of folks at Sanford Airport this time, not MCO, where we'll have probably one of the biggest celebrations that you've ever seen honoring these veterans back. Many of them for the first time ever being
wow,
welcomed back
yeah.
after their last mission, right?
Obi, you've also been on Honor Flight. This is your second flight. I went on it, like I just said, last year. And our veterans, when we're on the flight on the way home from D.C., they mention it, right? You all mention it, Landy, like, hey, there's a surprise. It's going to be happening at the airport. And just that flight home, the excitement that builds up and how ready our veterans are to get home, to figure out what this big surprise is. So that's why it's so important for you, if you're listening with the kiddos in the car,
yeah.
make the signs, fly those flags high, and come on out and join us.
I love how you say that, Chloe. Bring your kiddos. we really need to make sure we connect our current generation with these great Americans that served and gave us the freedom that we've really, really enjoyed today.
So good.
The younger, the better.
All right, okay. Well, the last thing we're just going to say is 9:45, be there. It'll be a night like no other. Bring your flags, like Chloe said, the posters. And yeah, Landy, thank you again. You, the whole organization.
Well, hey, look, we appreciate your all support for sure and giving us an opportunity to tell the community. The more folks that come out and represent and welcome these fine men and women home.
Oh, you're the best. Thank you, Landy.
We'll see you at Sanford Airport tomorrow.
You have a great rest of your day.
Doing the right thing. Brought to you by
Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. For more, rbafla.com.
Doing the right thing.
On K92.3,
Orlando's number one for new country. It is Obi, Chloe, Slater, paying your bills. Again, that resumes at 8 a.m. We'll give you a keyword worth $1,000. Now, yesterday here in the building, we had Bring Your Kid to Work Day. I mean, it was National Bring Your Kid to Work Day. But here specifically in the building, we had about 30 kids show up.
Well, and I think what was fun about this is it wasn't just parents with their kiddos. Like, we got to meet some of the grandkids, some cousins, some various different family members. And it's always so fun anytime. You know, we see our colleagues, right, all day long. So it's fun when we get to actually meet their families.
Yeah. I had an opportunity this year for the very first year to participate in it because I figured the last year, so my daughter Olivia is 5, and I immediately, yesterday when I was bringing her into the building, Obi, I was thinking back, it was 8 years ago that you participated in the same holiday and your kids were even younger. I believe probably Presley, well, 8 years ago, she's what now, 10?
Yeah,
so she
11.
She was like 3 or 4 when she came into the building. And I went back and I thought back and I didn't have kids then. I didn't like there were no kids that were on the way even at that point. So I went back and I'm like, yeah, you know what? Obi did this thing where he sat down and he asked some questions about like, hey, do you even know what I do for a living? Do you know what that is? Because our job is really confusing to most kids. Like we go up on stage, we just kind of, we come through a car or a box at the house, a radio. Like what is that thing? So I had an opportunity to sit down and record like a little bit of fun of what she thinks that I do.
My name's Olivia, 5.5 years old.
Olivia, who do you know that works in this building?
My dad. He works on the radio. I usually hear it in my morning train car.
What do I do? Do I sing?
No, you just talk on the radio. I really enjoy playing with my friend today at the building. I just like music because I dance to it and music is really great.
You know what? We have a radio superstar on our hands. Move over, Slater. Music is really great. She loves to dance. She made friends yesterday in the building.
She told me for there was like 90 seconds of her just ranting everything else and doing a thing. Like a whole, as you would see, like at, like an opening monologue. Just her. And she's like, you can stand over there in the corner. And she just riffed. And she's like, she ended with, just be kind and be nice to each other. And I'm like, that's how Jerry Springer ends, isn't it?
Yeah.
She watched Jerry Springer on her tablet and I didn't know. So,
yeah, but I used to love those days when my dad would take us to his business and he would introduce us to all his colleagues. You know, you get a chance to see where, oh, this is where dad sits. Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, I mean, just it really opens your eyes and you just love your parent even more.
Yeah. Are you the type, like my parents, neither one of them were in radio. Are you the type of parent, Obi, and think down the road, Chloe, where you would want your kid to be doing what you're doing as a profession, as a career?
You know, that's rough, man.
That's a tough question.
Yeah, because we do something that's so unique that I would get it if they didn't want to do this, right? Mm. Not everybody wants to be on a microphone all day and spilling your guts and all your life story. Some people don't like to do that. So I don't know. I mean, if they were to become podcasters, I mean, I guess that would be pretty cool to see their personalities
anything
open.
Anything in a hosting capacity.
Yeah.
Right? Like next year, because she's showing interest, I'm like, oh, why don't you join chorus or do a play?
There
just
you
do
go.
Something
start
to
opening
actually,
up.
That's where kids shine and they can go and do that. I don't want to be her to be a child star.
Well,
but definitely have fun with that.
I'll say, I mean, she took that mic right up there and she had no problem with it. So I have no doubt she's got some sort of something
it
in her
fun.
Future as far as music or radio, Slater. But last year, two superstars hosted the ACMs, Dolly Parton and Garth Brooks. Why they are not returning this year, that all access in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's All Access.
Why Dolly Parton and Garth Brooks were dropped from the ACM's host role this year. But first, if you missed the big announcement yesterday, we are having another Springs and Strings at Wakaiva Island right there on the water. If you've never been to one of those events before, it's just so beautiful out there. We love getting to hang out with you, K-Nation, and it's one of Florida's treasures. Literally, just imagine you are enjoying live music with the backdrop of the water, of the scenery, of the literally like
nothing
the gators.
Else like it.
It's the coolest.
Well, and the fact that it's our kickoff to summer.
It is. It's the kickoff to summer, and Dasha will be joining us. She'll be taking the stage, and this is all happening on May 23rd.
People forget, like, we see an alligator, and we're like, oh, an alligator. To people that are not from Florida. That, I will tell you, because I've only been here 8 years, and still I see lizards walking around. It's a weird thing, right? To people on that stage, Dasha is not going to know what's going on. If there's an alligator only, like, 100 feet away from her, like, walking, staring at her, back and forth as she's singing her song, that is a strange thing, and how cool it is that we get to introduce these artists to this setting.
Absolutely. So bring your lawn chairs if you want to be the one that pulls up on a paddleboard, absolutely, or your boat or your kayak, and just come hang out.
If today was payday for you, then it's a great day to get a hold of those VIP tickets, because I think when we made this announcement yesterday, already VIP started to sell out. So
yes, they are almost sold out. I know that for sure this morning. But tickets, again, they're on sale, K92.3Orlando.com. If you'd like to go, May 23rd, we'll see you out there at Wakaiva Island. And game 3 of the playoffs for the Magic was last night at the Kia Center. It was a huge win against the Cavs. I mean, I'm just going to tell you the score. That's how big it was. 121-83. So our Magic dominated.
Hold on. I think that's crazy when there could be such a big gap, right? Mm-hmm. Just because they played at home.
Right?
Just because they played at home. Now they won by over 30 points. Like, why can't we do that in their house?
Well, and they really, really needed that win because they've been down 2-0 against the Cavs in the series. So, I mean, it was one of those, like, this picks back up the momentum for all of us.
I love it.
So the next game is what, Saturday?
Yes, it's tomorrow, 1 o'clock.
All right.
And just give yourself some grace if you're traveling on I-4, because I did it yesterday right in the thick of it, like as you park the cars and all those things. So no, 1 o'clock game if you want to stay away from the Kia Center, because this is going to be wild. It is going to be crazy, and rightfully so, as our Magic play game 4. And then lastly, it was announced yesterday, the ACMs are May 16th on Amazon Prime, and our girl Reba is back hosting.
It's great to be back as your host. The first year I hosted was 1986. Okay, Taylor Swift just looked at me like I announced that I flew with the Wright Brothers.
The Wright Brothers.
I love it. Oh, she's awesome. And we know Garth Brooks and Dolly Parton. They hosted last year. They were amazing up on that stage.
Right.
And the ACMs, that's just kind of what they do. They you know, they try to go back and forth. They filter through hosts. I'm sure we'll see Garth and Dolly back on that stage. I mean, but again, she's been hosting for 17 times. Like, that's a long time to be hosting.
It is 17 years, right? Throughout her entire career. I'm curious, they have gone now, like, I'll call it a heritage act, right? Like, an act that has been around for the last 30 plus years with Dolly, Garth, and Reba. How many more years are they going to do this, and who would the next heritage act even be in that caliber? Would they have Brooks and Dunn actually do it next year?
Carrie Underwood?
No, yeah.
Brad Paisley?
Faith Hill?
But yeah, Faith Hill's maybe in the same thing. Like, I feel like Carrie and those artists that are in their, like, 40s, they are, like, they're running, right? So you get the ones that are, like, learning and trying to get better, then the Carries, but then the acts that are essentially, if they want to retire and just release a song over a couple of years, they can.
You know who I could see hosting it one year? Jelly Roll and Lainey Wilson.
That would be going young, like they did a couple years ago with Kelsea Ballerini.
I see it happening. So pretty amazing. Congratulations to Reba. We're excited to see her up on that stage. So you can see all these stories up online at K923Orlando.com. We got $1,000 minute. You know the drill. It's 10 trivia questions. We'll put 60 seconds on that clock. Try to make it simple for you this morning. A great way to kick off the weekend. If you do want to play, you can sign up and we'll give you a call right now on the K923 app.
Obie, Chloe, and Slater's $1,000 Minute.
K92.3.
All right, so we are on the line with Krista today, representing the fine folks over in Orlando. Krista, what we loved about finding about you was that you love the theme parks, right? Which one's your favorite?
Disney.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You got a lot to choose from over there.
Have you spent a lot of money over the years at Disney?
Yes.
Krista, you know what gets me? It's the Mickey ears. I want them all. They're all so cute.
And the
the lounge fly bag.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Totally
all right.
True.
Well, you know how this works. We want to get you a grand so you can spend on annual passes or gear, whatever it is that you want to use that money for. But you got to answer these 10 questions right in 60 seconds.
All right, Krista. So how it works, I've got these 10 questions. Like Obi just said, we'll put 60 seconds on the clock. You can pass any of these questions if you don't know the answer, and we'll come back to them at the end. But whatever you lock in first is what I'll have to take.
Okay.
Just figure you got about 3 seconds to come up with the answer. If you don't know it in that time, just say pass. So that way we can come back, all right?
Okay.
Here we go. Obi, you got the clock running?
We're ready.
All right, Krista, with question number one. What is the name of Han Solo's ship in Star Wars?
Millennium Falcon.
Woo.
Which theme park is the ride Test Track located in?
Epcot.
Which country artist sings the song "Where the Green Grass Grows"?
Pass.
Chip and Joanna Gaines have a line of home decor in what store?
IKEA.
Which singer based his first four albums off of math symbols?
Pass.
Who played James Bond in the 2006 film Casino Royale?
Pass.
What brand is represented by a bunny with a bow tie?
Pass.
True or false, Jason Aldean has 4 kiddos?
True.
What force pulls all objects towards the center of the earth?
Gravity.
Kobe Bryant was famous in what sport?
Oh, that's
oh!
Krista, it's okay. I thought you were going to catch fire with it because the first two questions are Disney. So you got those right. The ones you passed on. Tim McGraw sings "Where the Green Grass Grows." You guessed IKEA was where Chip and Joanna Gaines is actually Target, where they have their home decor. Ed Sheeran's first four albums have math symbols. Daniel Craig plays James Bond in the 2006 Casino Royale. And Playboy is the Playboy bunny, the bunny with a bow tie.
Okay. All right.
Still not bad, Krista. Great job. And the fact that we have that consolation prize.
Woo-hoo! That's right. You got a Woo-hoo! Pair of 3-day passes to Country Thunder. We're sending you
Woo-hoo!
Out there.
All right.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, don't forget, over the weekend, you think you can tackle this $1,000 Minute? Sign up on the website.
The $1,000 Minute.
Let's see how you do. Join up on the K92.3 app to play.
Now up next, this guy broke the biggest rule at work, and now it's coming back to haunt him. Why? That panic button in 6 minutes.
K92.3. Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Antonio, you just gave us a little bit of your story as to why you're hitting the panic button. Can you reveal the rest?
Yeah, sure, guys. I'm freaking out because I went on a couple of dates with a coworker, which I know is like in the employee handbook. You're not supposed to do it, but I did. It didn't really turn into anything. Mm. And then at a work party a couple of weeks later, I showed up with somebody else, and it was like super awkward. But I just didn't say anything about it. And we kind of got through it, but we have not been, like, we kind of barely even talked to each other since then.
Antonio, did anyone in the building know you guys went out on a date?
No. So we kind of made a point to, like, be under the table with it so neither of us got in trouble at work. Problem is that now she's my boss.
What do you mean by that?
She got a promotion and she is directly above me, and now I have to report to her on like a thing.
When did this happen? Recently?
2 days ago.
Let me ask you a question. Did you ever like close that relationship, that chapter of your life well?
No. I literally just never talked about it, and we both just had this like cloud hanging in the air over.
Well, then you need to march right into her office and sit down and have a conversation about it, at least so you can close that book.
I don't think that's what you do at all.
Why? Right? Because you feel the awkwardness. You know there's tension. Well, Antonio said that.
Let's learn a little bit more. How big of a company? Like, are you going to be able to hide behind a bunch of other people so you wouldn't have to actually interact face-to-face with her?
No, like, part of my job is to have a daily check-in with my boss.
Daily check-in?
See, yes, that's why that company stick should never be put in that paint.
Yeah, right, buddy. You better buy some flowers and some chocolates and say, hey, congratulations on your new promotion.
There's got to be something you can draw up, like some fake paperwork that makes it seem like you got a head injury. And that's why.
Why you go to all these lengths to
because
try to create
I'm
these
to,
he's fake
gonna lose
stories.
His job. Listen, no offense, Antonio, but it sounds like you're admitting that maybe you wish you could have done it right in the past. But now that it already is, she's not going to accept any apology. You're not going to be able to come up with the right words to actually make it up for the past. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if we can get you some calls with some wisdom, brother. You're definitely in a sticky spot, but not impossible. All right?
Okay.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
Bree over in Oviedo. Bree, you just heard our guy's problem there. Antonio messing around with an employee who now happens to be the boss.
Yep. Okay, so first of all, when a guy says, oh, we went on a couple of dates, they were probably like boyfriend, girlfriend for a month. That's the first thing. I don't trust him.
Oh, boy. Hey, Bria, I have a feeling what you're going to say is really good. Can you give us 6 minutes? Because we want to hear what you have to say.
Sure.
K92.3. The panic button.
Join the conversation.
With Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
All right. Today's panic button being hit by Antonio. So Antonio fooled around in the office space. The girl that he fooled around with, by the way, did not have a good closure with her. She's now his immediate boss that he has to check in with every single day. And he doesn't know how to repair that relationship. And we're going to pick up where we left off with Bree over in Oviedo.
I don't think he's telling the truth in how much time they hung out. Saying like, oh, we went on a couple of dates. It shouldn't be that awkward if it was just a couple of dates.
Oh, wow. Mm. It seems like probably in the terms of baseball, that he got many home runs with her, right?
He didn't never said that.
I will bet you that he's like, yeah, it was just two dates. I mean, yeah, she slept over at my house for like 8 times, but like we only went to dinner twice. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's that.
No, and I like your Antonio impression.
She's obviously a smart woman. She got promoted. She's his boss. If he goes in after ghosting her and is like, oh, I'm really sorry, she's going to know it's just because she's the boss. There's no point in saying anything.
They have to address it, though, don't they? Because it's awkward for him. And he says, I mean, remember, he said it. He feels the awkwardness with her. And they're the only two that know about this.
Yeah, but what's he going to say? He's going to be like, I'm so sorry. And she's going to be like, no, you're not. I'm just your boss now.
Yeah, I don't think there's any word.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Now, apologizing now.
Even still, I would just say that. I would be like, now that you're my higher up, I want to make sure that I'm the best employee I could possibly be.
And also, I love you. And maybe that, maybe.
Just ramp it up.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Can we get back together?
I made a big mistake and you're the love of my life.
Oh boy.
Oh, I appreciate you so much for chiming in this morning.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good one.
Join the conversation.
844-254-9232.
844-254-9232.
Obie, Chloe, and Slater.
Trying to help Antonio out today. This is Obie, Chloe, Slater, K92.3, where we also give you some money. You've got a keyword coming around the corner here at 8 o'clock worth $1,000. But let's get to Antonio and that panic button.
So he's kind of messing around with one of his coworkers at the time, and now that coworker has turned into his new boss, and he feels things are uncomfortable, obviously.
Especially if you didn't end the relationship right.
Of course. And I will just say this, right? We are all grown adults. We all have choices. And with those choices comes consequences. And this is one of those things where it is what it is.
I had an era back in the day. You guys never got into dating people that you worked with, right?
I never would.
Any of that? Yeah, I've never.
Well, I was going to say 3 for 3, but I guess 0 for 3 because it didn't work out, of dating the boss's daughter. And it never turned out good, but dang, it made work go by like so fast because there's always a back room, right? There's always a place to actually hang out and have, you know, adult conversations, if you will, with air quotes around it while you're on the clock.
I think it depends on the person that you are, too, because like I'm somebody who always said work is work. My personal life is personal. I never really wanted to intermingle and mix those things, but we've also seen where great things come out of relationships at work.
All right, 844-254-9232. How does this dude repair what he's done? Hey.
Hey, Obie, it's Keith from Geneva.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Good morning.
Good morning. Boy, it sounds like this guy's in a pickle.
No,
that's what you get.
His pickle got himself in that pickle.
Oh, Slater. That's why.
Exactly.
We don't mess around.
I think he needs to do two things. get in there and get on her good side. And if he walks out of that meeting with a bad feeling, get down to HR, make some good friends down there.
Whoa. but wouldn't that be calling himself out? And he might actually lose his job because of what he did in the past.
She may also be in a lot of trouble, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly, she participated.
Exactly.
She participated.
I mean, it's a two-way street. It's a two-way street there. Yep.
Oh, so, wow.
It's whoever gets to the punchline first, right?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Keith, I think that is brilliant. You're right. If he gets to it first, apologizes, do some big old gesture, then he could be the one that could be smoothing out the piece.
Exactly. That's exactly. Smart. And maybe he won't worry about nothing and light a little fire in her head saying, hey, I love my promotion. Do I want to keep it?
Well, and say this. Say she does have feelings and everything else and she lets him go. If he doesn't go to HR before and say, hey, I'm worried that down the road because I made this mistake that I will lose my job because she's upset about it. So that way they know. So if it's not, what is it, wrongful termination? God.
So you're saying you want them to have it documented?
Have it documented because there might be wrongful termination in the future.
I don't think that's a good idea. Why let more out of the bag?
No. Listen, if he gets in there and talks to her and they feel like they can reconcile this and leave it under the rug, great. But if he walks out of there feeling the least bit shady,
then you go to HR.
Get to HR.
Right. Right. Yeah. You need to have the conversation with her first. Well, we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Exactly.
Good stuff, bro.
You guys have a great weekend,
you
man.
Too.
Yeah, you too, man. Oh, man, I love some of our listeners, especially the ones that are repeat callers that y'all call back with such great things to say. And main thing to probably learn from this is if you're attracted to somebody at work, maybe just leave it in your imagination.
It can work. I'm just saying, we've seen it in the building where people end up getting married, coworkers. It's beautiful. They've got kiddos.
Nah. I don't know. Which
it's sticky, man.
Yeah, there are those, you're right, those diamonds in the rough, and then you got the rest of them, okay? So it sounds like this is just rough. It's not a diamond.
Okay, Slater. And last year, two superstars hosted the ACMs, Dolly Parton and Garth Brooks. Why they were dropped and not coming back this year, that I'll access in 6 minutes.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
Talking to Tammy over in a pop cup, you went out, did I hear correctly about karaoke?
Yeah. I mean, we were just going to a bar, but then when we got there, it was karaoke night.
So I love a good karaoke night. That is so fun.
Okay, pause, because I only like a karaoke night if you know you're going to one.
Really?
I don't know.
You don't like spontaneously walking in. You're like, oh, it's karaoke night. Like, this is so fun.
Sorry, I didn't mean to pause there, Tammy, but go ahead and tell us about your night.
No, that's okay. Yeah, at first I was like, oh my gosh, okay, this is not what I expected. But then I was like, you know what, it's fine. So we each got up there and like sang a song.
You did.
And it was, yeah, we did. He was terrible.
You didn't sing together, right?
No, we didn't sing together.
Did you say he was terrible or it was?
Oh, him. He's a terrible singer, but that's okay.
But that's karaoke night.
Yeah, exactly. Like, somebody who's like, I'm terrible at this, but that's okay. Let's just have fun. Like, I like that attitude. And I don't know. I haven't heard from him, so I'm not sure what went wrong.
And you like him that much that you're going to put him out there like this, like on the radio and stuff?
I mean, well, when you ask like that, I'm having second thoughts.
Yeah, you got a lot of different people from different cities all listening.
When he went up there to do karaoke, did you pressure him to do it? Or, like,
no,
he felt comfortable with all of it? You didn't make like laugh at him when he was really trying really hard and he maybe got his feelings hurt?
I think I'm like a pretty supportive audience member. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. I wasn't mean to him. I wasn't like, you're the best singer
Tammy.
In the world because you're not a liar.
Remind us of his name again.
Steven.
Okay, we're going to try to call Steven, Tammy. There's no promises. We'll get a hold of him, but we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Alex, please.
Yeah, this is Alex. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, buddy? So, okay, there's three of us on the line. So right off the bat, I want to tell you that it's Obi, Chloe, and Slater.
Good morning.
Hey.
I don't know if you know K92.3.
Yeah, I do. What's up?
Okay, so if you know the radio station, there's something that we do on the radio station called the Second Date Update. Alex, you went on a date with a girl named Tammy, and so our job at the radio station, if you know, it's just to get you guys together again.
Okay. I've heard of this segment. I've heard it before. So what am I in for?
Well, it might have sounded like you already were in for it if you went on a date with Tammy and now you're not calling her back and we're just trying to figure out why that might be.
Yeah, we heard you guys did karaoke.
You even got up there, Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a great time and it was a ton of fun. And actually, I really dug her. She was great. And we went to this bar and it wound up being karaoke night.
Okay.
Kind of, you know.
She shared all that with us. Obviously, something was up, Alex.
Yeah. So I did my song. She did her song. And I thought it was going great. And then this guy gets on stage. He starts his song, which is Seal's Kiss from a Rose. I don't know if you guys...
Well, yeah, love that was from the Batman. Batman Forever?
Okay, you too. If you let them keep going, they'll sing all day. Go ahead, Alex.
No, great song.
So he's getting through the whole beginning of the song, you know, there is nobody like a daddy. And then he gets to the big baby part, and he points right at Tammy, and then he just takes the rest of the song right to her, and like, everyone in the bar loves it. He might as well be proposing to her.
What?
Singing the rest of the song right to her.
He was just performing, though. I don't know if it was flirty, right? I mean, he obviously saw you sitting there with her.
No, it was crazy. Like, at no point did she go, like, put a hand on my hand or anything to, like, go, oh, we're on a date. She just played right into it the whole time.
Oh, so she didn't. So she didn't claim you. So she didn't claim you as hers.
You know, it's a first date. You can make little signals. I think that, you know. I felt so embarrassed because I was like a true third wheel.
I mean, that song is not a short song. That is a that is a long enough song, and there's enough. You know, during a karaoke, it says like 16 bars of just instrumental. That's really awkward unless you're cuddling up next to somebody else.
I'm sorry, Alex, but think about Tammy, too. I mean, it's an awkward situation. He's singing, everyone's eyes are on him. What is she going to do, like push him away and react that way? No, just go along with it.
Okay, so why don't we do this? Because I feel like we've talked to you a good amount of time. Can we bring Tammy into this conversation, too, so now all of us can talk about it? Tammy, are you there?
I am. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
So, Alex, the reason why we had Tammy on the line is because we did want to get you guys together on another date, if that's possible. Didn't mean to scare you.
I'm really sorry. I was really trying to be a supportive audience member, and like, I don't know. I did school plays when I was in sixth grade. I was just like, all right, we're pretending.
Did he give you his number, this random guy or whatever? Or, like, try to actually kiss you?
No. Okay, and here's the thing. I know you said I didn't claim you, but to me, the fact that when the song was over, I was conscious that the guy was flirting. I was, like, making sure my body language was, like, closed off to him, that I was not looking at him and being like, come on over, you did a great job. You know what I mean?
Well, like, especially because you're like, on the date with Alex.
Right. But I was also trying to be like a good audience member when the song was going on.
Yeah, you were just playing the part. Okay, so what about this, Alex? Now that you know all this, like, can we just get you guys on a second date and this time no karaoke?
Obviously, Tammy likes you. That's why she went through the effort of calling us to try to get in touch with you.
Right.
Put you guys together.
Yeah, I mean, that does mean a lot because, I don't know, maybe I wasn't picking up on those signals after the song ended. I kind of blacked out after that.
Okay, so since though it was, Alex, a little bit of a miscommunication, she didn't like intentionally mean to do it, what do you think about a second date?
I would love to try, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like where this is headed.
You know, I'll put my big boy pants on and see if I can muster up the courage.
That's right.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. Oh, Tammy, glad we got this to work out.
Yeah, me too.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
That's Faith Hill. K92.3, I just reconnected with my 14-year-old self, fell back in love with Faith Hill, all within like a second. Man, remember she was the bomb, man.
She still is the bomb.
Well, yes, yes. Okay, that's not what I meant. I mean, because she's still amazing. Okay, I can stop rambling.
She was on posters. It was like her and Shania Twain were country in the mid-late 90s.
Before Tim McGraw was anything. Before he was a blip on the map, that girl was already making boys go crazy.
But don't think that Tim McGraw didn't put some moves on Faith Hill actually make it work. He had to flirt to actually get her to take notice to him.
Yeah, and Tim McGraw shared with us that there was some flirting going on in the beginning as they did tours together and whatnot. And so that got us in here talking, of course, the second date update too, where she got in trouble for flirting with the person who was singing karaoke, right? And if the person who's singing karaoke, they're pointing at you, Chloe, okay? This dude, you don't even know. His name's Bob. And he's up there singing, I don't know, whatever song he's singing, and he's pointing at you. And what are you doing? What do you do?
See, this is where I can understand where she's coming from. What am I going to do? Of course, I'm going to engage in it. Woohoo. Yeah. Like make eye contact, throw my hands in the air, have a good time. I'm not going to, especially if I'm on a date. I don't know. It's more awkward if you were to like shy away and not pay attention to it.
Okay.
The guy that was singing definitely was flirting. It doesn't even matter. I mean, yeah, the most romantic song of all time. Maybe Seal, Kiss from a Rose, that he was singing.
Of all time.
I mean, it's got to be at least the top three that I can think of. But he purposely was flirting with her. And if she wasn't flirting with him, what you need to do, and I'm just saying, ladies, guys, if they're trying to put that much move on and you don't want to accept it, you don't make eye contact.
You shut it down.
You look away. You fake phone. We've talked about it before. Fake phone. Grab your phone. Pretend like there's somebody there. Text. Do not make eye contact because that's all it takes for us to think she's into me.
Yep.
Is eye contact.
Really? It takes for a lady is just to look at you?
Oh,
seriously?
No.
Maybe even less than that.
I'm at a bar and I just make eye contact with some guy she's flirting.
That's one sign.
It's time to swoop in.
You laugh at my joke? I am in.
You don't want us to at all think there's a chance. You don't laugh at a joke.
And this is where I get in trouble because to me, I don't think that's
flirting.
You're
just being nice.
I'm just being nice, right?
And us guys are like, man, I'm advancing. I'm making moves.
The biggest shutdown is when they go, that's funny. But they don't laugh. They don't laugh and they say that's funny. I immediately know, all right, that's good. I mean, my fiance and I, she laughed at my stuff. She, I kept the eye contact and that was a big thing. And we knew where each other was. But if you just follow those simple rules. Don't laugh. Don't touch a shoulder or an elbow.
Don't accept a drink.
Why? Why can't I accept a drink? It can be a friendly...
No,
it's
never.
It doesn't have to be
flirting. It never
flirting.
Ends that way.
There's never a guy that walks into a bar and like, I'm going to be friends with the women in this bar.
If some guy sitting next to me said, can I buy you a drink? Sure, thanks so much. Okay, we chat for a little and that's it. Like, that doesn't mean that it's going to be anything.
That opened the door. See, now that's smooth for a guy to do that because
then
that opens the door to conversation.
But I'm not going to be rude and say, no, thank you. I can buy my own drink.
Well, you know what you got to do if you're not interested? You buy his next round and then you're square and you can go off and do your own thing.
Or even, and then you say peace. Because if not, unless of course you do find, so for me, probably maybe about 7 years ago, and mind you, I'm married, so I'm admitting a lot here. Even in the office space, I still kind of flirt just so this way I make my, I keep myself sharp.
See, but what you're doing isn't flirting. It's just having a fun, loving personality. Does that make sense?
That's what you think.
That's at least what I think.
Yeah, but a lot of other people would go, oh, no, you're flirting. Why are you flirting? And it's like, we got to flirt with our bosses all the time, male or female, just because we want promotions.
There's something there.
We'd like more money. I can tell you how many jokes I've laughed at. Not my boss now, by the way, Steve. But in the past that I've been like, oh, that's so funny, blah, blah, blah.
I will say, I give you both credit. I give men in general credit because it is hard to be a guy and try to walk up to a girl and flirt. Like, it takes some big cojones to be able to do that. It's not easy. So kudos to all the guys out there.
Okay, good conversation. I do want to pivot, though, because we're about to have a family discussion. Chloe, you've been very open about your health and the fact that we're going to cover that next.
Yeah, I let y'all in. I had an MRI last week, and so an update just on how things are and where things stand. So I'll share with you in 6 minutes.
That's our good buddy right there, Brantley Gilbert, here on K92.3, the same station that would love to pay you $1,000 at 10 o'clock. That's going to be your next opportunity with that keyword worth a grand. Now, we're calling a family meeting. Hopefully you guys are okay with this. We enjoy bringing you into things that are personal because you may be going through something. And I was just telling Chloe off the air, I said, you know, we get this platform where we get to speak about things that are quite personal that mm-hmm. may be touching somebody else's heart. And you may not have anybody to talk to, but you hear these conversations. And I appreciate you letting us into your health sure. life, Chloe.
Thank you. I mean, this is, again, just as vulnerable as I think I've ever been. I'm a pretty private person, but I want to use the power of my microphone because I know there's so many other people that have family members. Maybe you are going through it. And so I want to use my voice to inspire you too, as well as I share this, to make that doctor's appointment to take care of yourself. Quick backstory. My mom, she had a double mastectomy a couple years back, and six of my great aunts, my mother's great aunts, all had breast cancer. We lost a couple of them to breast cancer. And so I have a higher risk of developing breast cancer. And so I've been in many different studies throughout the last couple years and really just honing in, looking at everything, just making sure we're on top of everything for when the time comes as right. I get older and you do your mammograms and you do yeah. all these yearly tests, that I'm prepared and I have just a good baseline of what's going on.
What age preemptive.
Yeah. What age do they usually recommend? Is it 40?
40 is usually the recommended age for a mammogram, unless obviously there's some sort of spot, you feel something is off. And I recently had to go in for a biopsy, and I just want to say thank you because all of your tips were so great. That tube was definitely not fun, and I Superman the tube. So usually you go in a biopsy, or, sorry, not a biopsy,
yeah, yeah.
when I went in for my MRI. When you usually go in for your MRI, you kind of go in like with your back down into this tube. For me, I was Supermaning it, so I was on my,
face
on my
down.
Yes, I
was like on my stomach. You were getting a massage.
Yeah, and so it was fine. I really, 25 minutes, I was in and out of there. I of course, everything itches. Everything bothers you. You want to touch yourself. Why does that have to happen every time we go in for one of these? But it does.
Did you screw up at all? Did you move?
We had to redo one of the images because I took too big of a deep breath.
Oh.
But, you know, those are the nerves. But other than that, it really was not that bad. And so my results came in, and I had a doctor's appointment yesterday to sit down with the doctor, and everything on one side looks wonderful, and that's the one that they'd been monitoring for a while that they were a little bit concerned about.
That's good.
That's great. Yes, check mark on that. The other side, when I sat with the radiologist yesterday and we pulled up all the images, I have, if I can paint the picture, it's a white spider web in one of them. And so when we met yesterday, she said, Chloe, this could be hormonal, which happens. Women, we've got our hormones. It could be developing into breast cancer. It could be a plethora of various different things. And so what we're going to do is in the next couple weeks, I've got another MRI that's scheduled, and we're going to go in and biopsy that area if it is still visible on the images. And we have to wait probably about 8 weeks, because if it was hormonal, then it would dissipate, right? It would disappear.
Right, sure.
If it's not hormonal and it is something, again, it's early, I'm praying that it's not. That is right. That is the goal.
Sure.
And I hope it's hormonal when we go in. And so, yeah, so that's just an update on where things are at. I'm young. I'm healthy. I'm grateful to have this platform to be able to just continue to share my story. And I know that this is something that will be forever. I watched my mom go through it the last decade. And so I know that, you know, family genes, it is what it is. And I just want to be on top of everything.
Yeah. If it is hormonal, does that mean we can't make any jokes about you?
No.
We don't want anything to grow,
oh
Chloe.
Oh,
I want that spider. I want
no,
the spider
guys.
To go away. You know what? Does Steve know? Does our boss know?
Is our boss, I did tell him I wasn't going to be at the party yesterday because I had a
Good.
Doctor's appointment.
Oh,
but
my God. The amount of work you're going to be able to miss out
oh
on.
Oh, my Lord.
It's going to be so great for you.
Well, listen, I mean, we're going to be here for you throughout this entire process. You know what I mean? And for those of you who know that I'm strong in my faith, man, I think that's
absolutely
that you get this opportunity that even if it is to come to something, you get to walk through this with a group of individuals who don't have anybody to walk through it with.
Yeah. And
so they get to hear
young,
your voice.
I'm healthy. And so I'm praying it ends up being nothing. But again, we'll see what ends up happening. And so if you are just contemplating, you know, ladies, get in the shower once a month and do a self-exam. Like, feel around and do a self-exam.
Self-awareness. We talk about it all the time.
All the time. And the fact that I have access right now to do these mammograms and these ultrasounds, I'm blessed, I'm lucky, and again, I just appreciate y'all. I'm grateful for y'all for just letting me be vulnerable and have this conversation.
Yeah. Love it. Now, personal question to Slater. When was the last time you felt around? Huh?
On myself or
yes,
my fiance?
Us guys have to be self-aware. Oh my lord.
Okay. Slater, okay. I could have gone the entire day without you saying that.
I'm feeling now. Okay. It feels lumpy on the left.
I don't want you to feel. I'm good. I don't want to watch.
Don't make eye contact. Obi, make eye contact. Look at
pivot.
Me. Get over pivot. Here.
Obi, Chloe, and Slater. K92.3.
Orlando's number one for new country.